This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jasmine Kaloudis, who works with people that want to cut out things that deplete them and fill their bodies, work, and homes with people and practices that revitalize and nourish in her vitality coaching practice. She will today be discussing how to get rid of what drains you, getting vitality into your body, work, and home. Jasmine, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
Hey, good to have you as well. So tell us, what are reasons that someone would want to have more vitality in their life?
Well, if you're feeling exhausted, drained, or always tired, draggy, if you have negative people or your work brings you down, then we're incorporating practices that nourish and revitalize you, that get you jazzed up so you can transform your body, your thought processes, your relationships, and your work. So instead of waking up in the morning with dread and fear and exhaustion, you wake up looking forward to your day. And you get out of bed feeling more alive and more passionate about whatever's going on in your life.
Certainly makes sense. And how does one start to incorporate more vitality in their life?
Well, it's about first cutting out practices and maybe people that sap your energy and bring you down. It could be changing what you eat and drink. It could be not hang out with people that put you down. It could mean finding work where you feel valued instead of demoralized. It's kind of like a detox, but not just in the sense that you're drinking green juices all day. It's more like a detox for your soul, for your home and your thoughts, as well as for your body and being.
And what does your day look like if you don't have any vitality?
You feel drained, exhausted, full of dread. You might be obese, have a job that you hate, you're single, and maybe not by choice, and or you're in a miserable relationship, and you're surrounded by people that put you down all the time and keep you feeling small. You might feel like things are dead-end, and you just don't know how to change them. You also might be sick and just lethargic, have chronic fatigue, and you just look and feel awful.
What would you say to someone who is in a relationship, or let's say they're even married or have children, that make you feel small?
Well, I think that you get treated the way that you treat others. And so if you want to start to change the interactions that you're having with other people, then you need to change the conversation. You need to change your perspective. And so instead of being in defensive mode and attack mode and maybe general mode, especially with the kids, that you start to get into empathy mode and honoring mode and just listening mode and really, really deep listening. And so that's, I mean, just deep listening alone is one way to really transform the quality of your interactions with those that are really close to you. So people really feel heard, and your conversations can start to take on a different directions, and then your interactions and relationships start to change as well.
Certainly some good advice right there. Today we are with Jasmine Kaloudis, who works with people that want to cut out the things that deplete them and fill their bodies, work, and homes with people and practices that revitalize and nourish them in her vitality coaching practice here on eHealth Radio's Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jasmine, what now, we talked about not having vitality. What does a day look like when you have more vitality in it?
You wake up excited to start your day, excited to start your work, excited to have family, friends, and a significant other that inspires you and encourages you. You feel a sense of flow with your body, your work, your relationships. You feel deeply connected and supported by the people in your life. And you eat and drink things that make you feel and look great.
Of course, our listeners do want to look and feel great and be passionate about the daily activities in their lives. How does one get started with all of this?
Well, the first step is just to look at all the areas of your life. So physical environment, your home, the people you hang out with, work, food, movement, meaning exercise, hobbies, and seeing which areas you feel great about and which ones you feel crappy about. So you can't change what you don't have any awareness of. So creating that awareness and getting really present to what's inauthentic from a health and wellness perspective is really key. And so from that awareness, you can start to eliminate things that are exhausting or depleting or painful as you start to replace them with habits and practices, maybe people, maybe work, that nourish and energize you. And so I also support and help people with our Vitality Coaching practice to help them create that awareness, create those shifts. And I help people get leverage to make and sustain those changes long term. So it has a really transformative effect on their on the rest of their life. And this kind of coaching isn't for everyone, but it's really only for people that are truly committed to making lifestyle changes and willing to really take responsibility for the impact of the negative practices that they have going on, as well as take on new habits in order to have the body and energy levels and the life that they really want. So we offer a free ebook on vitality tips that they can get if they email me at info@synergybyjasmine.com, as well as we offer a free 30-minute discovery session to see if they might be ready to work on it. And during this discovery session, we'll work together to create a crystal clear vision for the kind of life that they want, full of vibrance and energy. We'll uncover hidden challenges that may be draining and depleting you, and also have a plan for how to cut them out. And then you'll leave the session empowered, re-energized, and inspired to take charge of getting more vitality in your life. And so, again, they can just email me at info@synergybyjasmine.com, and that's one way they could get started with this.
And for more information, what is the website that folks can refer to?
It's synergybyjasmine.com, and that's spelled SynergyByJasmine.com. So synergybyjasmine.com.
Well, easy enough. Jasmine, thanks for drawing our attention to the importance of having more vitality in our lives. It certainly does. When we have a lack of it, certainly affects our health. Jasmine, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Jasmine Kaloudis, who works with people that want to cut out the things that deplete them and fill their bodies, work, and homes with people and practices that revitalize and nourish them in her Vitality Coaching practice. And once again, the website for more information is synergybyjasmine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio, and the Health and Personal Development Channel is a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.